Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil too with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer too. Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as a top seed in the Central Division. Catch all the action at Allstate Arena, including next Sunday at 2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
We'll look at making a lineup changer, one or two, but not too much different, except how would the compete level's got to be raised.
That's the head coach, Joel Quenneville, talking about his team, and the competition level needs to get bumped up tonight as the series shifts back to Nashville. The Hawks trailing 2-0 in the series. Puck drops at 8:30. And baseball, the Cubs, they are at 500 so far in this early season, 6-6. They got swept by the Pirates over the weekend. John Lackey takes the mound tonight against Milwaukee and opposes Chase Anderson. Baez will not start tonight. Zobers plays second. Hayward's in right field. And Albert Amora Jr. is in center and batting ninth. Pregame at 6:30 right here in the Score. First pitch 7:05. Carl Edwards returns to the roster as Tommy La Stella goes on the bereavement list. The White Sox 9-game trip has them in New York tonight. Derek Holland takes on Jordan Montgomery. First pitch at 6:05. Melky Cabrera was reinstated from the paternity list and is back in the lineup batting third, playing left. Matt Davidson is batting sixth. MLB Now, one final earlier today, Red Sox over Tampa, 4-3. NBA playoffs tonight, Indiana at Cleveland. That game starts at 6. Memphis and San Antonio at 8:30. The Cavs and Spurs have 1-0 series leads. The Bulls have the day off today, game 2 in Boston tomorrow at 7. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, they know security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Brewers right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Northside, Peter on The Score.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Pete.
Very simple. Hawks will win the next four games in blowout fashion, 100% guaranteed.
Let's define blowout fashion.
2 goals or more.
Wow.
Four games in a row.
What's going to be the drastic difference?
They're going to show up. I think that, listen, the first game...
This is why we can't do it.
Yeah, I know. This is what makes it every time.
Second game was bad. Second game, no question, was bad. Now the pressure's on. Now they're going to turn it up.
What can you give me besides showing up?
I don't need to give you any of those things.
Just hockey. He's got it. Okay.
If you want to let me answer the question so that you, if I'm a young guy, I don't want to be the guy who has a plus minus tonight. That's a minus.
Okay, but Peter, give us actual hockey things.
Hockey.
Actual reasons. Actual things that happen on the ice that we can reasonably expect to be different.
The young guys are going to skate their bags off tonight.
The show goes on.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We try. We really do. We try. And as mentioned...
Throughout the show, too.
And as mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of hockey talk on the show because it's the playoffs, and it's the time to do that, Mike Francesa. Notwithstanding, it is the time.
It's when we meet at our hockey club.
It's the time to talk hockey, and neither one of us claims to be a grand hockey oracle. But
Not enough money.
I can tell you what I see or what I think I see and how I try to understand what's going on. Stop talking about the young guys. One caller's like, Ryan Hartman's got to be gritty and better. And this other guy, the young guy. It's not about that. It's your guys making $10 million a year. We're talking Matthew Dellavedova money.
Right. You're an idiot for that. I know exactly what you're doing there, but I'm with you. And we've tried to figure out what's happened the last couple of games when I think it's pretty simple. The Blackhawks have been punked. They've been pushed around. They've been outskated. They've been out-hit. They've been out-possessed. Their goalie has played better than your goalie, and it's as simple as that. Your $10.5-plus million players and Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa and Duncan Keith have not been good enough.
Oh, Nicholas Duncan Keith has been a big pile of bad.
Yeah, Nicholas Jalmerson has been caught looking. Johnny Oduya can't skate. The fact that he went to the off shoulder when a guy is breaking away and tries to slap at the stick, giving the guy enough time to wind up and shoot the wrister on Corey Crawford. There were so many mistakes made in that game too that and we talked about it during transition, and we could talk about it now with you at 312-644-6767 if you want to. At some point as a Hawks fan, and I'm not saying that the Hawks are going to lose this series, but at some point you got to stop referencing, oh, they've been down 2-0 before, they've been down 3-1 before. This isn't that team. Every single team is different. Even if the players come back the same with the same names, the same game doesn't always translate. You know, playoff minutes over the years and guys getting fatter for whatever reason and guys getting slower.
You know why they get fatter for whatever reason is because they consume more calories than they burn.
This is true.
There is a very, very good reason.
My Fitbit tells me that every single day.
Yep.
I have an alarm that says, walk, you big fat ass. Walk around the suite a little bit. Maybe Brent Seabrook needs himself a Fitbit. Maybe Brian Campbell needs himself a Fitbit. So we talked a little bit about that. And we talked about the Cubs weekend as well. where, you know, it's not a lot to take from a three-game sweep.
It's a chunk of games.
If you got some little things that you're looking at, like the bullpen, you're like, all right, who's going to have to go? Tommy La Stella or Matt Caesar when they play 32 out of 34? The lack of offense. How does that treat you if you're a Cubs fan? I'm not worried about this lineup not hitting when it gets warm outside. I'm sure this team is going to launch. But, you know, 6-6 is 6-6. It's pretty simple. Len Casper talked to us about that as well. And we talked about the Bulls and Jimmy Butler and the interview for the Boston Celtics gig. When you're looking over at the Boston Celtics bench and you're standing at Brad Stevens and you're going, you know what? You can do a lot better than your best player being 5'9", and I'm going to show you. I bet on the Chicago Bulls because I thought that there was a chance that this 8 seed could beat this 1 seed because of the matchups and the fact that the best player in this series is Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
So we'll see. You got one down. You're gonna get another one. I didn't come here to split. I came here to take two. So Jimmy,
I came here for jewelry.
Right, Jimmy Butler's talking that tough talk. So and we didn't even get into the NBA playoffs. I mean, there was some damn good games. Some very, very, very questionable things done in certain games. The Pacers-Cavs game, I still don't know what the hell Nate McMillan was doing at the end of that thing.
And some individual moments, too. That Marcin Gortat dunk and stare down at Millsap, and John Wall put on a show.
He's been doing it all year.
A live wire, man.
If Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James and James Harden and Russell Westbrook didn't exist, if four of the best players in the NBA didn't exist, John Wall would be right there in the midst of that MVP conversation. But you got guys having spectacular historic years. You can't throw him in there. But to see those guys play, I think that's your Eastern Conference Finals participant right there. That Washington Wizards squad, because they play at a pace that is very comfortable now. And Scott Brooks learned something from what happened in Oklahoma City Thunder. I talked to somebody a couple of years ago, and it amazed me that he had never had the conversation between Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, sat them down and said, okay, these are the roles. This is how we're going to do things. He just let those two guys go out there, and he figured, if they like me, I won't get fired. And they didn't do enough winning. He didn't coach enough. And for the first time ever, Bradley Beal and John Wall are playing in this symbiotic way where you're like, oh, okay, they can complement each other. Now, when they go to the bench, it's a little bit different. But there's a lot of NBA playoffs out there for you to chew on. A lot of hockey stuff that we've thrown out there. Cubs weekend. And, oh, by the way, the texter that wanted me to apologize to Avi Garcia and the caller that I laughed off last year because Avi Garcia hadn't had enough plate appearances. Well, apparently these first couple of weeks, with the jury is in, and Avi Garcia is...
It's over. It's it. Right. He is now Albert Bo Jackson. Pujols. Yeah, right? Exactly. You don't, look, here's the thing. You never have to apologize for a guy with a batting average of balls in play of 565.
That's crazy.
Is that what it is? 563 or something?
563,
like,
I think.
563 is the batting average of balls in play.
And if you falls are, fairly.
If you are new to the idea, the concept of the idea, the stat of batting average of balls
go.
In play.
A little edumacation real quick.
If you are new and you notice in one of the new Cubs facilities, they actually have BABIP there among the stats. It's a normalization stat because a ball in play is a hit 30% of the time. That's the best way to remember it is if a ball comes off a bat, it has a 30% chance of being a hit. And relative to line drive rate and now exit velocity and trajectory and historical performance and what one and speed matters to player speed, that generally, if you are 236 points over the normalization rate, you are
that out, ball's got eyes.
You are out hitting yourself.
That ball can see where it wants to land.
That is, you are going to have enough that make up on the other side of that the player will regress to the mean, and that will be reflected in the statistics.
Yes. So no apology is necessary for Javi Garcia. I'm glad he's playing his ass off, and James Shields as well. Although I'd like his to be no decisions. I'd like him to pitch well and then get the no decision and then have the Sox lose.
Don't worry about the no decisions because nobody really cares about it. But look, his fielder into independent pitching is not reflective of a pitcher who's good.
I'm just
take a glance. If you're looking at BABIP,
I know I got you.
Take a look at
snapping off that 12-6 curveball and throwing it up there 87 miles an hour, and everybody's sitting on his fastball. His off-speed stuff has been dazzling the last couple of starts.
Yeah, sometimes the people start to say, "Oh, this is what you're doing now." Okay, all right, we got you. We could. So look. Right now, James Shields has an earned run average of 1.62. His fielder independent pitching is 5.15. His expected fielder independent pitching is 5.21. Last year,
that's not good.
His xFIP was 5.21.
So that's not good.
No, not good. That stat says he's exactly what he was last year. He's just gotten awfully lucky. This is Frank in Elmhurst. He's on the score. Hello, Frank.
How are you guys? Love your show.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to say I was 100% for the White Sox taking a page from the Cubs book, you know, and rebuilding, and never thought I would say this as a true baseball fan, oh, let's get rid of Sale, or, you know, but I was all for it, you know. The one thing I regret out of their whole trades and everything is not dumping Abreu, you know. And I understand it's 2 weeks into the season, but this is going on, you know, a couple years now.
I don't think they could get much for him.
Yeah, Frank,
I
mean, we don't know what was being offered for him.
There really isn't a whole lot of value there because of the position that he plays.
And not only that, you know, the guy becomes, you know, I'm doing parentheses in the air, you know, a so-called great hitter when we're 28 back. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick and tired of, you know,
well, he produced what he produced, though.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to do with people misreading who he is. We know exactly what Jose Abreu is. He's a pretty good hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he is. That's all he is. He's a pretty good hitter. He's a bad fielder at a position where fielding doesn't matter all that much.
Be a nice DH for some playoff team.
He's a plodding base runner, but I just don't think he really has the value that you may think he has, is all.
See, look. You gave the education, and then people responded to it. From the 309, does BABIP include foul balls?
No, balls in play.
There it is.
Batting average of balls in play.
There it is.
There.
So I mentioned Nate McMillan and the tough game that he had at the end of that Cavs-Pacers game one, and Monte Ellis and Paul George going crazy, and some of the things that happened, calling a timeout when your main guy gets the rebound and he's coming downhill and you don't want the defense to be set up, you call a timeout. Well, he also elected for them to slow the ball down so they wouldn't give the Cavs the ball back with time to score, even though they were down. Like, you want to score whenever you can score in that situation because you don't know what's going to happen. So
yeah, if you know you're going to hit the shot,
right, exactly.
Then you can. It's very easy after the fact to say, "All right, we're definitely going to win."
Yeah, you pull out the old guaranteed scoring play, and all of a sudden you're good money. Well, a reporter asked Doc Rivers that kind of question about Chris Paul, and
not happy,
and saying, "Hey, I know you were down, and Chris Paul had a wide open layup, and he, you know, a few seconds left on the clock before Joe Johnson did his magic. Would you have rather Chris Paul slow down and not score so you wouldn't give time to the Jazz?" And this is Doc Rivers.
You know, when you were down two, I'm just.
Who would do that? Like, why would you ever do that?
Like to maybe like 5 seconds. You know,
so
enough time
miss,
for nothing.
The game's over.
Right. Well, no, like
that
5 seconds.
That makes no sense.
Right. I'm just asking.
No, that is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. When you're down two,
right.
you try to score.
Exactly.
And then you put it on your. You don't wait.
You rely on your defense.
You score.
As quickly as you can, however
if you can score in 1 second, you score.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you always do that.
All right.
And if you can find another coach to tell you different, I want to meet him.
All right.
Oh, Nate McMillan,
ladies and gentlemen, Nate McMillan.
And I think, I don't know if the reporter knew what had happened earlier in the day or watched the Cavs and Pacers play, but that's pretty much Doc Rivers calling out Nate McMillan and saying, "Hey, I want to talk to your dumbass right over here," because Nate McMillan elected for them to slow the game down and try to take some time off the clock before LeBron and those boys have one final stop.
Caller 10 to the contest line at 312-591-6700. You will win a foursome with a cart to play the Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca's beautiful tree-lined championship course. Come see what golfers are raving about. You'll be impressed. We've got another foursome to give away before we're done at 6.
670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And, of course, watch 670thescore.com is where you can check us out on our live video stream. It's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. And if you want to get ready for the playoff push for the Hawks, they got the Hawks hats for you as well. AmericanNeedle.com. Make sure you're following them on Instagram @AmericanNeedle.
Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Taco Bell. It's Cubs and Brewers, White Sox and Yankees. Chicago Baseball schedule brought to you by Taco Bell. Have you heard about the new loaded taco burrito? It's got all the crunchy awesomeness of a taco wrapped up inside a burrito. Plus, double the seasoned beef. Just $1.49 at Taco Bell. Now, you need to pay off on a tease.
Old school red flag, ladies and gentlemen.
Old school draft red flag.
I'm going to take you back to the Doug Buffone days, if you will. Yeah, things that, guys used to do back in the Doug Buffone days that has popped up in a first-round picks draft forecast. So we'll get to that. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You'll listen to 670 The Score.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
You got Kyle Schwarber batting in front of you.
What really makes him great as a leadoff hitter is just the presence, stepping up to the box and seeing, you know, a big masher, you know, to lead off the game. You know, it kind of puts a little bit of fear in the other pitcher's eyes.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built for tough. In a move that appears long, long overdue, the NFL seriously entertaining a shift in direction regarding its anti-celebration rules. And while the taunting rule is far too random and nebulous, they need to focus on tweaks and modifications, not a complete overhaul. For me, there's three main components that should not be tolerated. Firstly, anything that's remotely sexually suggestive. Anything choreographed, specifically when props are used. And finally, anything that is demeaning to the opponent. Despite a general erosion at every level, sportsmanship should still be the staple of the National Football League. It's unrealistic to expect gladiators to risk limbs over the course of a game and not be able to celebrate with vigor when they do something well. If and when this happens, it will be a small win for the NFL in the court of public opinion, something it hasn't had in quite some time. I'm BT.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
If you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys. A new 2017 Traverse, just $24,999. A brand new Malibu, only $16,999. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did I read that right? Now, that's a steal of a deal. $24.99, $9.99 for 2017 Traverses, brand new Malibus. The sales staff is helpful. They're not going to haggle you. The showroom floor is terrific. Get yourself a nice coffee, espresso, or water, and make your deal the way you're supposed to make your deal, in comfort. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Means business.
You know, it's hard to pick the one thing I love the most about my services with Xfinity. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. You know, I love the X1 voice remote, which makes it really easy to find anything I'm looking for. I love that I can access my Netflix now through my X1. The amount of channels that I get, the overall quality of the X1 service, the very fast, very reliable internet and in-home Wi-Fi from Xfinity. But if I had to pick one, it's a toss-up between two. The Xfinity Stream app, which I use all the time, going back and forth on the train or just at home if the dudes are hogging the TV and their iPads. I watch stuff on my laptop or my smartphone with the Xfinity Stream app. And the other one is the Xfinity On Demand system, which I used a lot this weekend. Finally watched Rogue One On Demand. That was a really good movie. I was super bored Saturday night and watched Why Him, and I wondered why I watched, actually. Bryan Cranston probably needed a big payday there. Although Keegan-Michael Key, always very funny what he does, but it's a terrible movie. I can tell you that now. Wait until you don't have to pay for it. And I used On Demand last night to watch Veep. I forgot Veep was starting, missed it, didn't record it, and then watched it on demand, which makes it very, very easy for me. And it was a great episode to start off season 6. So if you want the best entertainment and the very best in-home Wi-Fi and internet, the fastest, most reliable in the country, you need to switch to Xfinity. Get the Xfinity X1 system and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in Eco Bill and auto pay. Just means there's no paper and you never forget to pay your bill. Plus, you act now and you can get $150 back. Just switch now to get this limited offer from Xfinity. Call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online and get all the same services I have that you'll love as much as I do at Xfinity.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
This is a price alert. This is the Canals BMW Courtesy Car Sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Canals BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Canals BMW Courtesy Car Sale is underway. Shop Canals BMW, Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000. CanalsBMW.com.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Quaker State.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. All right, Dan, we're about, what, 10 days away from the first round of the NFL draft, and a guy who sneaking into the first round, probably more likely a second round pick, outside linebacker for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Roll down Tide.
Thank you very much. Tim Williams is a prospect that people are looking at, you know, stout and powerful, kind of Lamar Woodley without that much talent. You know, not as much as Lamar, because Lamar was a terrific player out of Michigan, but wasn't a highly drafted guy.
30 front inside guy.
I think he's more of a guy to go get you off the edge, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. It has popped up in the research and the investigative duties of any private, you know, private eye or anybody that's been hired by teams, that Tim Williams is a throwback in many ways. Tim Williams is a throwback so much so that Tim Williams still smokes cigarettes. And I don't know how many NFL players are on an NFL roster right now that are smoking cigarettes, but apparently
Alonzo Spellman.
Right, apparently Tim Williams get his Doug Buffon on during the halftime or before a game. If he's not feeling it, he'll light up a heater, and people are chiming in on around the NFL.
Awesome.
Isn't it? Like I mean, I'm not endorsing a little stocking cap
on the back of his head.
Dude, Aaron Nagler, who is a football guy that you probably should be following. This is from one of the people that has scouted Tim Williams or helped him scout Tim Williams. Quote, a massive red flag on his scouting report is that he smokes cigarettes. I will give him a pack of Marlboros myself. Now, this person really loves Tim Williams, but you think about the things that we have heard over the years about what NBA players, especially MLB players, like famously Mark Grace, right? Mark Grace smoked till probably the day he retired, but baseball's got a different vibe to it. But an NFL player, an NFL draftable player, an outside linebacker, 22 years old, will throw down a Kool or a Marlboro Red or whatever the hell he is smoking. Like, when I read that, I said to myself, like, That's old school, classic, cool right there. At some point, you got to probably tell him to stop, because you're probably not going to get the most out of that young man's lung capacity. And I'm sure, I mean, Jay Cutler, famously, but that's not a line up in a three-point stance, go get the quarterback 35 plays a game. That's different than a guy dropping back and, you know, breaking out of the pocket every once in a while.
Famous picture of Len Dawson on the bench during a game, right?
But that's what I'm saying. When's the last time we talked about an NFL athlete? And I'm not, no shade to quarterbacks, but an NFL athlete who we were like, yeah, that guy smokes cigarettes and everyone knows it.
That's funny. I remember having a conversation with a guy who lived in my dorm in college, who was on the recruited scholarship golfer. And just a really good athlete, but he was you know, on scholarship as a golfer. Mm-hmm. He smoked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of said, his nickname was Whitey, and I said
of course it is.
Well, he had, you know, like toe-headed, like blonde hair, blonde.
Yeah, I said,
I'm just a little surprised. Again, you know, you're here on athletic scholarship, and he looked at me, and he said, man, I am not an athlete. I play golf.
There it is. It's a little bit different for Tim Williams, though. Yeah. Tim Williams will be chasing around people in whatever division he gets drafted into, and everyone will know around the fourth quarter or so if he's huffing and puffing, because old Timmy was stacking that pack before the game.
You know what? With all the weed and the other gas masks and everything.
Yeah, but weed and
it's better for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like the fiberglass and all the other stuff that's the rat poison that's in cigarettes. This man's still smoking cigarettes.
Got cigarette inside the gas mask in the pregame warm-up.
Right, like, think about that. Like, how sensitized we have become to, you know, we don't see cigarette ads anymore. We don't talk about our favorite athletes being like every man and lighting one up. Hell, mm-hmm. When we find out guys are partying or drinking, we're like, man, this dude drinks? This dude is smoking cigarettes as a college athlete, and people have found out about it. I love it. If he is there in the second round, and even if they do have all the outside linebackers they want, damn it, I want Tim Williams
on
my roster.
Where is my Miller highlight?
Damn right.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as a top seed in the Central Division. Catch all the action at Allstate Arena, including next Sunday at 2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The series shifts tonight to Nashville for the Blackhawks as they're trailing 2-0. It's not a must win, but it is a must win. I think we can all agree that it is a big game tonight for the Hawks, and the puck drops at 8:30. On to baseball, the Cubs at .500 on the year, being swept by Pittsburgh in Wrigley Field over the weekend. John Lackey takes the mound tonight against Milwaukee, opposes Chase Anderson. Baez will not start tonight. Zobrist plays second, Hayward in right, Almora in center, and batting ninth. Pre-game at 6:30 here on the Score with Mark Grody. First pitch at 7:05. Carl Edwards returns to the roster as Tommy La Stella goes on the bereavement list. The White Sox 9-game road trip has them in New York tonight to take on the Yankees. Derek Holland takes on Jordan Montgomery. First pitch at 6:05. Melky Cabrera was reinstated from the paternity list. He's back in the lineup batting third, playing left field. Matt Davidson is batting sixth. MLB Now, one final from earlier today. Red Sox over Tampa 4-3. NBA playoffs tonight. Indiana at Cleveland at 6. Memphis visits San Antonio 8:30. The Cavs and Spurs have a 1-0 series lead in both those matchups. The Bulls have the day off today, game 2 against Boston in Boston tomorrow at 7. This scoreboard update brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out safely, legitimately, and forever. Hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide Nonstick Clumping Litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tonight, 6:30, Cubs-Brewers, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
By the way, there are a couple of people who have texted since the last segment concluded about, I don't think Jay Cutler actually smokes. That was simply an internet meme about smoking Jay. Okay. Okay. Believe what you'd like. And now it's time for It's On, ladies and gentlemen. And there's some playoff fun for you locally tonight.
This
of course
is not fun. I get stressed out.
Nah, man. This
See,
is gonna be fun.
I just had to turn down. You know, this is so the traditional.
For what?
The traditional.
Dan Bernstein turned down
for what?
Not
no,
at all.
The,
that never happens.
The traditional end of Passover dinner is usually celebrated out with as much pasta and pizza as the kids want, mm-hmm. and they're headed out to our favorite local pizza joint, nice. And I have to decline because
you got to watch the Predators and the Hawks.
No, okay. Well, look,
I'm not
really complaining because I think I always bring something home to me. Yeah, a little bit. White Sox at Yankees.
Yep.
Right on GN.
Jordan Montgomery.
Six.
Right. The Yankees. Fireballer. I don't even know if he's a fireballer, but his second career start tonight.
Everybody's a fireballer except for James Shields and Koji Uehara. Bad. And Brewers at Cubs, 7:05. So that gets you started. Plus, then you've got the Pacers and Cavs. Yes. So I'm all flippy. I'm going to get all weird and I'm going
to
forget.
You have to get DVR-y.
No, you can't. Because you can manage it the right way. Because baseball tells you when and how to do it.
But then you might miss something in the baseball
Twitter
game.
Twitter helps. I'll double screen it. Pacers, Cavaliers, yes. Game 2 at 6.
Lance Stephenson, playing ball pretty good the other night.
Followed by Grizzlies at Spurs at 8:30, which starts at the same time as the Hawks game.
There's one.
But no Tony Allen.
But listen to me, there's one NBA series a year that I'm like, peace, I'm good. I'll catch whoever comes out of this thing. That is the one. Spurs-Grizzlies is the one series where I'm like, cool, I'm good on you. That'll be the NBA TV series, or you know, like I was gonna feel that way about Bucks and Raptors, but the Bucks are fun to watch, and the Raptors are soft as hell and stupid, and Kyle Lowry forgets how to play basketball every single postseason.
The Raptors are annoying.
Yeah, they're soft.
They're annoying. When James Johnson is, you're looking at him to take over games with all that talent. Like DeMar DeRozan is shooting 8 of 30, and it's James Johnson. Like, he's the guy flexing.
I'm good on them.
Meanwhile, Blackhawks Predators is on CNBC, if this is correct.
Now, this is where I get in trouble because I hit the C button on my Xfinity app. And
it goes to porn.
No, it goes to the Scores, but then it has the TV in the corner, which means the game is, you can view the game and record the game, but sometimes because of blackout rules, it'll record, you know, 2.5 hours of whatever's on the NHL Network instead of the Blackhawks games, or 2.5 hours of whatever game is on NBC Sportsnet. So this is one of those games where I have to search, all right, which channel is it actually on? So Thank you for telling me
check
that.
1-2-1-2.
Because I definitely would have been in trouble with the CNBC lack of recording on that channel.
And then you get Art Cashin telling you about a support level on the S&P. He's just going to, instead of Pierre Maguire, they're going to have Art Cashin on the floor telling you something that's wrong.
Same level of annoyance, by the way.
Oh, my God. Technical analysts make me crazy with their support level and head and shoulder patterns and all that. And of course, Meatball Wife is texting. You going TV flippy tonight is even more impetus for us to leave the house for dinner.
There it is.
Well, get you gone, woman.
You can real-time react, too. This is nice. Yeah. It's like watching live PD instead of live Bernstein.
Yeah, and look, this is classic. I should screenshot this. This is the other text.
Because it's a conversation between you and your lovely wife.
Here's the other text. Think they'll put darling in?
Should probably tell Beth to not worry about that.
I said no.
Because the Hawks aren't as important tonight.
No, Corey Crawford is in goal. Eye roll emoji, right? Last chance, as far as I'm concerned. Tell Quenville for me.
Wow.
So I texted the goal emoji, which is a new emoji.
I don't know about these things.
It's just an empty net. It's
okay.
Yes, that empty net is as good as having Crawford in goal. You're going to be that person? You're going to be, of all people, a goalie mom is going to be the it's the goalie's fault person?
Well, that's anybody's got the right to be.
When's she going to be vice president?
Yeah, real deal. If anybody's got the right to be, it's a goalie mom. And if anybody's got the right to question everything and anything about sports, it has to be your wife. I don't want to hear any more about what Beth said to you because it's going to get yep. foul here in a moment, right?
S-T-F-U.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe Beth says those kinds of things or is that kind of person.
You haven't watched or watch a hockey game then.
I don't believe that. From what I know of your beautiful wife, Beth, yeah. Uh-huh. She is not the person that you are painting her out to be right now. I don't even believe that's her texting you. I actually think that you are making this up for your lack of it's on stuff to talk about and watch tonight. Because you pretty much told everybody out there you're going to miss certain plays from the Cubs,
miss certain plays from
the Sox. You're talking about pizza and pasta with somewhere else that you won't be. Like I'll get
my frozen home run in and be fine. No, she said goalie moms know when the goalie sucks. You're wrong. It's just not Crawford's fault.
They also know when radio shows suck.
There are some saves he could have made, but that it's just not. It's not. They've scored no goals. I'm arguing with my wife over the radio.
Yeah, it's really tough. Save that, man. 601 is right around the corner for you. Yeah. All right, fellas, what do you got on the other side of the glass? Because I know it's not sportsy.
Oh, it is tonight.
Okay.
And you got playoffs all over the place.
Yeah, what are you saying about him, huh, Jay?
I know Tannehill doesn't like sports as much, you know, as the other things. Like, Tanny will watch the cooler stuff and the stuff that will entertain him. I think we give Tanny his sports shot every day, and he hates sports because of it, because he's getting it from us. And Shep's just a crazy person. You never know with Shep. He's either going to be in Cold City, Wisconsin, or this studio. There's only three places he's allowed in this world.
That's pretty actually accurate. Mm-hmm. Sad but true.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I don't know why, I get enjoyment out of watching the Capitals whenever they just let it go down their leg.
Yeah.
And game three for them against the Maple Leafs tonight.
Same thing also, you said about Sergio Garcia,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
that's right.
The old Shep curse coming up. Clean.
It's going to be a tough go for me. Also, it might be the last night of the year this is possible, but I'll get the enjoyment of that watching the Cardinals, who have the worst record in the National League against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
My God.
The worst defense also in baseball.
And no one can move.
Dumbest manager. They put Matt Adams in left field.
They had to.
But he makes Kyle Schwarber look like Kevin Kiermaier. He's horrible.
He's a big man. He can't move his feet.
And they put him in left.
Yeah. Things happen.
Oh, I'm going to put that guy in left field. We had a big man in left. I remember back when I played.
Big hairy Justin Thumper out there.
All
of a sudden, the ball's being boxed like a Rubik's Cube.
Right, when does John Mozeliak finally come down and say, come here, we need to have a little talk about the whole baseball thing?
I'd be scared of Mike Matheny. A lot of people might be scared of him. That's a rough, rugged man. That's an old catcher, damn it. He'll spit on your shoes.
Mess up your baseball team. Cost you five wins in 162.
Teddy, what do you got?
Well, the Red Hot White Sox, 6-5 on the year.
Damn right.
6:05 start in the Boogie Down Bronx tonight.
You're a liar.
But the 6:05 start segues perfectly into Better Call Saul, 9 o'clock on AMC.
There it is.
All right.
A lot of now do the baseball read and let's go to break.
By the way, a lot of people mentioning the Hawks are also on CSN. I know they are, but sometimes when you have the opportunity to get a national cast and get other people's opinions of your team, it can help you learn more about your team. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Cubs taking on Milwaukee, White Sox, the Yankees. Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. We have another giveaway of a foursome with a cart to play Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca when we come back, and we will say good evening to Lawrence Holmes.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Today, meet Denise, who advised her son Aaron to call David to get pre-approved. And instead of listening to his mother, Aaron stopped into his local bank, which was a terribly bad move. And after leaving the bank more confused than when he entered, Aaron called his mother for David's number, and he's happy he finally took his mother's advice. David pre-qualified Aaron for free, answered all his questions, and presented numerous financing options, all of which his local bank didn't do. So if you or your kids are purchasing a home, there's only one lender to call. That trustworthy and honest and handsome lender is David Hochberg. For low rates and closing costs, which are at least $1,000 lower than those of other lenders who advertise on this station, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 1918.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I hear the people talk.
When you hear that music, that means it's time for Lawrence Holmes to entertain you.
He is going to, and we're going to say hello right after we tell you to be caller number 10 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. You'll win a foursome with a cart to play the Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca's beautiful tree-lined championship course. Come see what golfers are raving about. You will be impressed. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, man. Jay, man. What's up, man? Thanks so much for the recommendation of the one and not done 30 for 30.
It was terrific, wasn't it?
Dude!
Derrick Rose had like five or six extensive speaking parts, and you see the Derrick that people who covered him as soon as those cameras went away and actually just talked to him about basketball or about life. Like, he was a different, relaxed kind of dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was.
And Cal's story is ridiculously funny, man. Like, interesting, but there's a lot of funny stuff in there where he was the only one that realized, was like, yo, okay, I'll do this since you guys don't want to do this, and change the game because of it.
Have you seen it yet, Dan?
No.
Put it on your list, because I think we all fall into the category of feeling like Calipari is a lovable rogue, right? Like, we all know that, but I really like him. Like, I had him, Hamp and I had him on once for like a half an hour, and it was great. And that's where I kind of was like, oh, all right, this guy doesn't seem that bad.
Mm-hmm. No, I got a chance to be around him when he was coaching the Nets, and there wasn't any of the college stuff going on. He was just an NBA coach.
His Nets tenure is documented in that as well, and some of the mistakes he made. He's a guy that the Camby stuff. I knew about the Camby stuff, yeah, but I didn't know the intricacies of it like that. The only time that he's probably ever been innocent was the first time he got banged for NCAA violations.
It was really cool. And, you know, Mel knew a little bit, but she didn't know all of it. So, like, awesome. when they showed the first confrontation with him and Chaney, she's like, wow, that's crazy. I was like, yeah, there's going to be something else.
At the press conference?
No. The first one was on the court.
Yeah, the first one was
on the court. Yeah. And then I said, you should just stick around because the next one's going to be. And she's like, oh, my God. Like,
I forgot about Bruiser Flint.
It's like reality show stuff.
Took over that program, and how he told Bruiser Flint, you know, the only thing that he wants to do in this conference is to make John Chaney uncross his legs. Because every time they played, John Chaney didn't get up. He didn't do anything. He was the king of the A-10, and he didn't have to do anything. He had those Temple teams, and he finally made him uncross those legs and did a lot more.
Yeah, swing his fist in your face, threatened to kill you and your family. Yeah. That's what he made him do.
That accent, too, just screaming. The only guy I think that has ever actually looked like the mascot of the team that he
You're coached. Right. He looked like the Temple Owl.
Mm-hmm. No, there was a time, there was a short crossover period.
For Jerry Tarkanian?
No, for the Bears logo, that where Ditka actually looked like the Bears logo.
Now?
There was a, no,
now
there,
with
there
that
was
we
a,
the fans thing, there, the first time you see Ditka, he looks like the Bears logo.
There was a logo that they were using that I can't describe it, but I can
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was like an actual Bears head, and sometimes if it wasn't printed particularly well,
you could
see like sunglass Ditka in there, because when Ditka had the perm, and not the perm, but like the short slick back hair.
What's up, big perm?
So there was a time. Meanwhile, I'm gonna flush my phone down the toilet. I have ignited now a full blown meatball hockey text
with the wife
and now the coach.
Oh, Lord.
Needs to play Darling. If Crawford sits, the team will have to pick up the slack.
Here it is. Here it is. Like
second best goals against average.
They've played terribly in these first two games.
Phone and putting this
win
down.
Tonight.
Yeah, just win tonight.
Win tonight. Mm-hmm. You win tonight. It's a whole, like, the whole thing looks different. If you're just able to win, I'm not talking about some blowout. I heard the guy calling you guys earlier.
I guarantee it. Blowout.
I always wonder when people guarantee, like, all right, well, you guaranteeing us?
Well, because this is the thing, though.
What we get?
They hit one out of every 50 of those, and the one time they hit.
Remember that time?
Exactly.
Well, I love this hit. That Rudy said it's one of my favorite times of year for bad hockey thoughts and momentum, and they just need to show up. And
that's just by the experts.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Lots of thank yous today. Our guest, Len Casper, Scott Power, is and Jay King, everybody who participated in Who's Your Guy. We thank the video director, Brian Gertz.
Sal Dino's getting to remind me a little bit of Cal Ripken Jr. Seems like every time the ball's hit, he's right in front of it.
If he has half the career, he will make himself a very wealthy man.
You know, Cal couldn't run it, Rick. You know, best he had below average speed.
Oh, boy. So it's Brooks Robinson and Cal Ripken.
He's making his way across that infield with Tyler Saladino. Like the Baltimore, you know.
Awful.
Producers, Nick Shepkowski.
The young guys are going to skate their bags off tonight.
Ouch. That's no good.
I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Audio overlord Chris Tannehill.
He does toast them.
What does that mean?
Toast them.
He toasts the grasshoppers. Right, calling, texting, sexting, emailing, everything that you did. We thank you. It could be a long night tonight with a couple overtimes, so it might be some tired people in tomorrow. And the Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Jimmy John's. It's Cubs, Brewers, White Sox, Yankees. Chicago Baseball schedule brought to you by Jimmy John's. Get fresh with Jimmy John's. Our homemade bread is freshly baked. Quality meats are freshly sliced. Locally grown veggies are freshly sliced every day. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. We'll get out of Lawrence's way and let you have Adam. A whole bunch of stuff going to be lit once again tomorrow. So we will talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Christos is nasty, Alathos is nasty.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Let's go. Like, I don't know. Call me a meatball, whatever.
Let it happen, man. Here we are.
It's playoff basketball, and I was rooting for the team in black. Yeah.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home
See, now you're letting secrets out the bag again here. Tony was done being a landlord and decided to sell his rental property. He called Amy Kite. Amy engaged her huge list of buyers and get this, sold Tony's property in 12 days for $8,000 over the asking price. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they are doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity with my life. Nevertheless, my real estate decisions. Call Amy at 847-877-9888. Or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV.
Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
If you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys. And when I say big, I mean big, gargantuan, monstrous, full of cars. A new 2017 Traverse, just $24,999. A brand new Malibu, only $16,999. Wait, did I read that right? My eyes must be fooling me. Wow, now that's a steal of a deal. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all